Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We'll see Fred, Daphne, and Velma. I'll be there. I guess Shaggy.
No word about Scrappy.
No.
Let's hope
it's not. Nothing about Scrappy. No. I love Scrappy.
Scrappy is evil. Oh. Evil
no,
Scrappy.
I love Scrappy.
This is the Theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. Now they start talking.
Adam is joining us here in the studio. Now, you've come up with an amazing hidden treasure that apparently we have in Middle Tennessee. The world's largest whisk.
The world's largest whisk. It's over near Vanderbilt University.
No, this is a whisk like a chef would use to stir up batter or something.
It was created in 2015 by, it's called Good Eats, created by Wayne and, Henderson.
Okay.
And it's located near 21st near Vanderbilt University.
I did not know this.
It also doubles as a bike rack, apparently.
It looks like.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well, it's with the handle sticking up, so it looks like it could be like a jail. When chefs misbehave, they're imprisoned in the giant whisk.
I'm looking at pictures. It's like very Instagrammable as people step into the whisk.
Yeah. Step into the
and
whisk.
Hold on to the
I feel
bars.
Like, I feel like I have to go visit now.
Now, yeah. It's like we've lived here forever and ever and didn't know that we were
no
homes
idea.
To the world. And it's the world's largest whisk.
It is.
Okay.
16 feet tall.
Ooh. Now,
that's impressive.
Are there other competing whisks around the world?
There are. There is a 14-foot in Canada, and there is a 15-foot at Holiday World in Santa Claus, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
But we have
we win.
We're a foot taller than Holiday World. Yeah. Take that, Santa Claus, Indiana, and Canada.
Well, this makes up for the fact that Murfreesboro used to be of the world's largest cedar bucket.
We're still a little bit bitter about losing it.
For like 100 years, that was a thing. That was the claim to fame.
It was a big cedar bucket used to put whatever you would put in a giant cedar bucket.
Okay, I went to high school in Murfreesboro.
Yes.
Where is this? I've never heard of it.
Cannonsboro Village. Well, now it's gone. But, you know.
The bucket's gone?
It's a
the
bucket is cash gone. Store now, probably.
Well, I mean, there's still like a little park and stuff over there. I think that's where they have the Pride Fest in Murfreesboro and stuff like that. But they also, there's an area there where it was under a covering, and it was the world's largest cedar bucket. And people would have a pilgrimage to go and take their picture next to the world's largest cedar bucket.
Was it stolen?
Until some street youths decided to burn it down. They burned it down. Damn neighbor kids came over and burned it down in the middle of the night.
Hey,
and since then we've just never been the same.
We could just light it on fire.
I lived there for 5 years. I've never heard of this thing.
No,
that's wild.
We lost it a few years ago. I think maybe it might have been youth that came from another town that had a rival cedar bucket. Right. And they wanted to make sure that we didn't have the bragging rights for the world's largest cedar bucket.
R.I.P.
And now it is no more.
This is why we can't have nice things in Murfreesboro.
But at least Middle Tennessee is home to the world's largest whisk.
Yes.
By 1 foot.
We have that to hold on to.
Yes.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
$135 a share. You can be part of the SpaceX family. I guess they now publicly traded, so you can help Elon Musk become a trillionaire and maybe make a few bucks on your own, or you could lose all your money when they blow up on the launching pads.
They're worth a lot of money.
They are.
I think it's because it's not just the you get also like his AI stuff.
Yeah.
And they're also folding in like the Grok stuff and X, which used to be Twitter.
I don't want to be part of the Grok family.
I don't know.
I think that'd be like being mentioned in the Epstein files eventually, I think.
All right, here's something a little bit on the brighter side. If you love Dolly Parton, and who doesn't,
woo-hoo!
How would you like a cup of ambition? She has a new coffee that's going to be coming out that's based on her song 9 to 5.
Love it.
And she is going to be, connected with the community coffee people. And her cup of ambition is first going to be sold in light, medium, and dark roasts at her brand new travel truck stop that they're opening off of 65. Which, about an hour south of Nashville in a little over a week.
Will be better than Bucky's.
100%. You think it's going to be better than Bucky's?
Yes.
Dolly's travel stop?
Yeah.
I'll make
Dolly
a road,
Parton.
I want a road trip.
She doesn't do anything halfway.
But will Dolly be selling beaver nuggets?
I don't know. Dolly nuggets.
Dolly nuggets.
Dolly nuggets. Okay, you can
all
make
right.
your own jokes at home. There you go.
Get super weird. Adam's on the third mic today. What do you have?
So this is really cool. So Nashville businesses have a program, and it's called Safe Place. So if you are a victim of a hate crime or domestic violence, they have a sticker in their window, and you can present yourself there if you feel unsafe for any reason.
Oh, I like
and
that.
They will shield and protect you. And they have hit an all new high for businesses who are enrolled in the program. We were actually an early adopter of that.
Your salon, give them a free plug.
Salon. Oh, Truman Gray.
Truman Gray. For all your hair care
yeah,
needs.
Yeah, we started the program, I'm going to say, like 4 years ago. But it's a really great program. They come in, they teach you like personal safety, you know, domestic violence, all those things. So it's really awesome, and it's a great thing to enroll in if you are a local business.
Nice.
That is awesome.
That's a very cool thing to do. That's
if you're
awesome.
Feeling unsafe, you have a place to go.
Yeah. We have a whole like plan if anybody shows up.
That's excellent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think they have a couple hundred businesses so far, and they're hoping to make it into the thousands, which would be fantastic.
I would very love cool. to see that.
That's very cool. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Cup of ambition, anybody?
Yes, please.
You know, we brought up the subject moments ago when we found out that Nashville is the home to the world's largest whisk.
Yep.
And Murfreesboro used to have the world's largest cedar bucket. That was our claim to fame, our tourist attraction.
It doesn't have a world's largest thing
so
anymore.
We need to fill that void. And we were thinking about, you know, trying to make Murfreesboro a much more tourist destination. You know, Murfreesboro has grown a lot over the years. It's become
so
a huge metropolis. But it used to be mostly a farming community.
Agriculture.
Yeah, agriculture. Maybe some salute to the former days of Murfreesboro agriculture. Like
the world.
I can't wait to hear this.
Some sort of farm implement. Like
the world's largest
hoe.
The world's largest hoe.
That's what we need.
It's in Murfreesboro.
I mean, because a farmer uses a hoe to till the ground to plant the crops.
Yeah.
See, and, you know, and sometimes it goes through and they work, you know, through the dirt. So
it's a working hoe.
It could be a working hoe. It could also be, you know, and to show it's not just sitting there pristine, it's actually done the work. You know, it could be a dirty hoe.
That's a very
yes.
It's very Lizzo of you.
We need a
covered
very
earth.
Did the work.
We need a large dirty hoe for Murfreesboro. And
that,
you know, a hoe will bring in a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
It attracts crowds.
They do.
A hoe will attract crowds in Murfreesboro.
Every day, every night.
Yeah.
You know, it should probably look, I mean, it's just to counter the whole everything is new in Murfreesboro, all the shopping centers.
Yes.
That it should look used and used hard.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's got a big crack in it.
It's been around for years. A dirty crack
around
hoe.
Around the block.
The world's largest dirty crack
hoe. An old dirty crack hoe. All right. All right. Well, this will be the platform I run on when I become mayor of Murfreesboro. I hope I can count on your support as we'll erect the world's oldest,
largest.
Dirty, and largest crack hoe.
You had to say it like that.
Yes. Time to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Contact them for your tree removal needs at localtreefellers.com. We got a married couple ready to go at it. We have Derek for the guys. We have Rachel for the ladies. Good morning, y'all.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning, morning.
All right, let's get to know you a little bit. Here's a warm-up question. Let's start with Rachel. Who's your current celebrity crush?
Current and has been since I was in my 20s. I'm going to go Tyson Beckford.
He's a model.
Oh yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's a good looking guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
He is.
We'll take your word for it.
Okay, Derek. Who is your celebrity crush?
Currently, OG Anunoby from the New York Knicks. Let's go.
Ah!
There you go.
A sports crush.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Who that is?
Oh, yeah.
So out of the loop here.
Super, super athlete.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. All right, we start with the multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use in the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your mate. Here we go. Rachel, is the Miller Brewing Company located in St. Louis, Milwaukee, or Golden, Colorado?
Milwaukee?
Yes.
Good job.
Good job.
All right, Derek. Did the movie The Wedding Planner star Sandra Bullock, Jennifer Lopez, or Amy Adams?
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, so close. It's Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez. All right.
I've never seen the movie, so dang it.
Derek. That's okay. We will not judge you. Rachel, see if you can take a big lead here. The Golden Knights are in the NHL Finals. What city do they play for?
Is that Vegas?
Yes.
Good job.
Woo. Look at you go.
All right, now the pressure's on. Derek, you have to get this one in order for the game to continue or Rachel takes it.
All right, Derek. WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark plays for what team?
Indiana Fever.
Yes. Good job.
Okay, you're back in it.
Of course he knew that one.
Yeah.
The question.
Yeah. His crush kind of tipped us off. Yeah, he might know a lot about basketball.
All right, here we go. Rachel, you can still win it if you get this one right. Shakespeare and Zebco make equipment for what recreational sport? Zebco. What's that?
I have no idea.
No guess.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Fishing.
Oh.
Fishing. Nope,
Derek has, you have a chance to tie it up.
All right, Derek. What do they sell at Berea.com?
Screw.
Screw. Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Rachel?
What do they sell at Berea.com?
The only Berea I know about is tacos.
Tacos.
Tacos. Is it tacos?
It's not. It's pasta. Oh.
Now we have a tie, though.
All
good
right,
use of the screw, Derek. All right. So naming a popular song, a totally hit from the 80s, up to five lines from the song. How many will you need to name it, Rachel?
I'm going to say four.
Four set. All right.
Okay.
Derek, can you do it in less than four lines?
Yeah, let's go three.
All right. Back to you, Rachel.
Let's give it to him.
Okay.
All right.
I believe in you, Derek. You got this.
The three lines are, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance.
What song is that?
Isn't it We Can Dance?
It is not We Can Dance. Can't give you credit there. It's Safety Dance.
Safety Dance.
Oh my gosh. So here's the thing. I know the song. I
Wait
don't know.
Like, want to.
Everybody, look at your hands.
Yes.
All right. That means, Rachel, you are the winner. Well done.
Congrats.
We've got tickets for Fred's Beer Fest happening with our Nashville Predators. So you can taste a whole bunch of varieties of beer and have a good time. And I think that also includes some tickets to a game for next season.
They hook you up to a random game next season. That's pretty cool.
Sounds fun.
All right. Great job, guys. We really enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed it, too.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3. Get real as we answer personal, sometimes awkward questions.
Yeah, and get beyond the superficial stuff of, hey, how about that weather? What about this sports team? Joke.
So, Adam, you picked a really good day to show up.
I think Jim just likes to make me uncomfortable.
Yes.
That is absolutely a fact.
That's part of it. Okay.
All right, Woody, why don't you answer your question first? What'd you get?
My question is, tell us about the last fight you had with a loved one and what was it about? I was thinking, it's like, this goes back a ways.
It doesn't have to be recent.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, because really in my family, we kind of grew up kind of like my dad, and we really just held our emotions in until we exploded when we were 40.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of people.
But I remember my mother having some money that she got from somewhere, and said, "Well, I'm going to let you guys buy something at the store." And okay. I was probably like 8, and my sister was like 16. And I remember I wanted a Hot Wheels track.
Oh, and, yeah.
And you should, yeah.
She didn't want that because it was going to be something for us to use together.
Oh, so
oh, yeah. You had to share.
Like, yeah, so a unisex toy?
She said that she wanted a badminton set for people to come over and play. And I realized, I'm not going to play that. I want Hot Wheels. And she's going, I wouldn't play with that. Sure you could. No. And I remember I remember slamming doors and all kinds of stuff like that. And she ended up getting the badminton set. So
who wants a badminton set?
You know,
ever.
You know, you hit the little shuttlecock across the
net. Yeah, he knows what it is.
Who wants it?
Like, why?
I think she had thought it'd be fun to invite her teenage friends over. No.
Did she?
I don't think she let me play with it.
Did you attack each other with badminton?
That's right. I threw the rackets. I hurled a shuttlecock at her. But yeah, that was a big fight. But you know, really, haven't had that much sense, I don't think.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, let's save Adam's most uncomfortable one for last.
Okay.
My question is, what have you learned about yourself in the last year?
Ooh. Mm. Going deep.
I've learned a lot about. I mean, just to pick one. This is kind of dumb, and this bothers me. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So. I consider myself an armchair intellectual.
Okay.
Okay, so I read things that I feel are deep or insightful.
Yeah.
Like I've done reading a lot about AI. I've read a lot of classic literature. And I'm reading like a medical book about psilocybin, which, I mean, like I just like to bring in new knowledge.
Yeah.
Do you have you read the Iliad? And the Odyssey.
No. Okay. I'll do a
quick. That's next.
I'll do a
wait for the movie to come out.
Before the movie. But the thing I've learned about it, like that's kind of been me, and I've been doing that more and more. But the thing I've learned about it is I know just a teensy bit about a lot of obscure things.
That's good,
but
though.
But if anybody around me knows anything about the things I claim to know, I look like an idiot.
But you don't
know
so much.
Nothing. Yeah.
It's a house of cards. It just comes down.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It falls apart pretty fast. All of a sudden, I look like a caveman. So
just fake your way through it.
That's what I try to do, and
there
just
you go.
Try to avoid smart people who might challenge me.
That's why Jim hangs out with us. We're never going to look smarter than him.
All right, Adam, you've been dreading this question. You hate this game. That's why we love it so much.
Yes.
What is your question?
All right, so I got the touted, tell us about a childhood trauma that haunts you still but would make us laugh.
Mm.
So I was probably, I'm going to say 2.
Okay.
I was sitting in my little high chair situation, eating something. I don't know what it was. Looking out the window, and there were bees, wasps, etc. outside the window.
Okay.
And I've talked about this before. My irrational fear is that I'm afraid of wasps. I, for whatever reason, thought it would be cute. And I started pointing and laughing at them, and I called them comics. My mother, to this day, still calls all bugs comics.
Comics?
C-O-M-I-C.
Yes. Comic. And I have no idea where it came from, but...
That's just a kid's babbling, huh?
Yep. I just, yeah, but that's, she's like, oh, look, it's a comic. And I'm like, I'm 40 now. Like, leave me alone.
So does this still trigger you if somebody invites you to a show at like Zany's? We're going to go see some comics.
You want to go to Comic-Con?
They're going
to
sting me.
Very possible. Very possible.
Oh, it sounds like a lawyer TV commercial. Have you been victimized by metro traffic and metro parking? You know, where you pull into a parking garage and they don't have the prices posted. And then all of a sudden you get a text later saying, this is how much we charged you.
Specifically, Metropolis Parking is the company that has been, I guess, forced to give a $6.5 million settlement fund for people who've been victimized by their parking garages.
I think they deserve like half of that.
You get half?
I think so.
We'll split the rest. The rest of us will split everything else.
I'll share.
I guess they're going to start sending out the money first of next year. But if you think you have a claim, you can visit metropolisparkingsettlement.com.
Okay.
That rolls right off the tongue.
So. Right?
Adam, you found a hack that could save us all a lot of money. It's evil, but wonderful.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it, but here we are.
But they're bad people.
Yeah. I'm sitting right here.
We're not encouraging you to use this, but if you'd like to know what that involves.
Yes.
So I didn't know that whenever you pay for parking in one of these facilities, that they would store your card number for future use.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
They make it easy
for
them to take your money.
What I did was the card I used when I first parked, I canceled it, got a new card, and just left that one on file. So every time I pull in, it says, I get a text, we've registered that you're parking here, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time it's at Publix.
Okay.
But I'm like, eh.
They
I'm
let
like,
you park? What does the text say? Roughly.
We've registered your car at this spot in this area.
Mm-hmm. We know you're here. Yeah,
we know you're here.
Money.
You have, I think, 30 minutes free, which I'm in Publix for 5 minutes. So it's not really a concern.
But
if I stayed.
They couldn't charge you
because
your card has expired and you haven't updated your payment information.
So your card on file.
The card on file didn't expire. I just canceled it and ordered a new one.
So it's got a different number.
Yeah, different number, different expiration date.
They're charging a card that cannot be charged.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Until the black helicopters come
and they just
say,
you know what?
Nobody's ever going to see you again.
Yeah.
You haven't paid us the $75 you were supposed to pay for parking for 10 minutes. We're going to make you disappear.
If they're going to come after me for that. Then,
eventually, the Madison Police Department drones are going to come after you.
I'm going down some way. If this is how it happens, then here we are.
So every time you take a ride share to and from BNA, the Nashville Airport, there's a charge. $7 each way. So if you basically need a ride to and from the airport, they're charging you $14. Here is the slightly unethical way to get out of paying that charge.
Okay.
Find a nearby hotel that has a shuttle bus that goes to and from the airport.
Oh.
Park at the hotel and then hop on the shuttle bus. Give the driver a few bucks tip, for handling your bags.
Uh-huh.
They'll bring you right to the airport. And then when you get back, find that same shuttle and then ride it back to the hotel and then drive away.
See, I'd rather just spend the $14.
Really?
That seems like too much work.
There's a lot of, There's a lot of hoops you got to jump through.
I'm too lazy for that.
Well, plus, if the hotel probably, if you were paying resident in the hotel, would they probably wouldn't charge you to park, but if you just came in off the street, would they let you park for free?
Would they?
Yeah, it depends on how much they check their every car in the lot.
So I like knowing my car is safe in my garage at home. That's why I
Uber. Then you should pay the $14 bucks.
I don't want my car to get broken into.
So you don't want to park at the hotel and then try to blend in with all the other people from the hotel.
No.
Oh, I was here all day. Yeah, remember the free breakfast they gave us? It was awesome.
I'm already going to the airport and getting on an airplane. More strangers, I don't need to add that to the mix.
Just drive a sketchy roach mobile like myself. And, care? Yeah.
It's not sketchy.
Or you can find a hotel that's across the street from a Walmart where they have lots of free parking and just leave your car there.
Find a hotel that's next to a police station.
Yes.
Park at the police station.
There you go.
Walk over the grass to the hotel, get on their shuttle. Problem solved.
Hey, we need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
This guy in Minneapolis had a restaurant for 15 years, and he was losing money. Last year, they brought in $1.3 million and still lost money.
So he
said, I got to do something. I got to change the way I do things. And in February, he had the idea, you know what? I'm going to let my heart lead, and I'm going to have a restaurant that has no prices next to the food. So if somebody doesn't have any money and they come in and they order something, they don't have to pay.
Wow.
If somebody else wants to come in and contribute more, they just pay whatever they want. And guess what? He's finally in the black.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Nice.
About 40 to 50% of the people that go in there don't have money and get a meal for free. But everybody else that's going in there is down with the mission and pays a little more.
Oh, wow.
And it's keeping the business alive.
50%? Yeah. Really?
That is really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the community is completely down with what's going on there.
Wow.
And supporting it, and they're doing okay.
That's amazing. We need that in Nashville.
I know.
No
it's
kidding.
So cool.
It's a very cool idea. If you like, check it out, the whole story, share it with somebody, and go to the Totally Hits or 93.3 Facebook page, or you can go to totallyhitsnashville.com. Our friend Adam joining us in the studio this morning.
Good morning.
Last time you were here, you went on a cruise.
Yes.
And we were all kind of joking about it because, you know, that was when the hantavirus was going on and the poop cruise. But you came back alive.
And I didn't even cough on your mic.
Yet.
I promise that.
As Adam is heretofore known as the boy who lived.
So how was it on the cruise? Was anybody... Did that come up as a topic of conversation with any of the passengers or anything?
Not even a little bit, no.
Really?
Is it one of those things like, don't even talk about it?
All the cases that I've read about were on Carnival. And I was on Royal Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
So I think it was okay.
You think it was like Carnival specific?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I also avoid people like the plague. So, you know, it's my job.
And Carnival is more like, okay, we're all jammed in and we're like all over each other kind of cruise, right?
No, I'm not getting in the crowds.
And you're not going to the all-you-can-eat buffet like seven times a day like everyone else does on a cruise?
I go in the off times.
Oh, so yeah.
So yeah, like if everyone's clever. Eating lunch at like noon, I'm eating lunch at like 2.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay, yeah. I like that. Just avoid the crowds.
Absolutely, all the time. I eat dinner at like midnight. Because I don't want to be around people.
That's kind of amazing. You go to these ships, but you want to go when they're empty.
Yes. Even on like the destination days, like when you get off the ship, our first one was Cozumel. My husband's been to Cozumel before. I've never been. I didn't really care. And when there's excursion days, the ship's basically empty.
Yeah.
So we just go... And we went to the pool deck, and there was almost no one there.
Oh, so you took advantage of nobody being on the
boat.
Yes. Okay.
Just, again, avoid the crowds.
Nice.
All right.
That's my strategy in life.
The next cruise, you're just going to, like, while you're at sea, just like, could you just, like, set me into one of the smaller lifeboats and drag me about 200 yards behind the main boat just so I can be by myself.
Do you guys have an inflatable dinghy or anything I could handle?
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.